Blog Talk Radio.
I don't want any trouble. Just get out. Oh, shit.
Allowing you to keep 10%, and I'm allowing you to keep drawing breath on this earth.
Now, you either get down or you lay down. What's it gonna be, sunshine?
This wasn't no movie. The smart thing was to stay here, get up, and leave the room. But then I thought to myself, what if this was a movie? Look, fuck you. Fuck the plane you flew in on. Fuck them shoes. Fuck the socks with the bell on it. Fuck your gay-ass fairy faggot accent. Fuck them cheap-ass cigars. Fuck your yuck mouth teeth. Fuck your hairpiece. Fuck your chocolate. Fuck Guy Ritchie. Fuck Prince William. Fuck the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue, nigga. Now get the fuck out of my hotel room. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the shit out of you.
West Coast Billy Gary, Pub Night.
Hotels with a shake.
Bang Out Radio. Bang Out Radio. What's cracking, y'all? Slap Sunday, the Dagger, LA, West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio. And it's going to be a rough night, y'all, really rough night. Like I said, I've been drinking for 3 days. I'm tired. A lot of bullshit been going on, a lot of shit I'm hearing about, a lot of shit I've been having to deal with personally, and I'm just really fed up and frustrated at this point. So it's really about to be one of them nights, so I hope y'all can bear with me. But again, this is Slap Sundays. I know how I can get over here, but like I said, I'm already on one, so yeah, we're just going to see where this night goes. But I do got some things I got to talk about. I do got some things I got to make sure we're clear on, and I got a few things that I've witnessed and that I observed that I'm going to have to speak my piece on. Because like I said, this is Bang Out Radio, and I'm doing this for, like, everybody that's out here trying to do something, all right? So I want to make sure certain things are clear. But before we get to all that, I want to shout out the boss lady herself, Topaz and Shay, because, you know, as always, without Topaz, there's no Bang Out Radio, no West Coast Wednesdays, no Slap Sundays, X and B models doing their motherfucking thing, you know? And just like I said, if you want to get your network on and you trying to, you know, branch out, do something positive, get something going, make sure you holler at her. You can Facebook, YouTube, yeah, what else? Reverb Nation, the girls everywhere. Topaz, Google that shit. All right. Next but not least, what the fuck? Yeah, my drink's already kicking in, but like I said, I need that shit right about now. But also want to thank all independent artists, everybody out there doing their music. I got a lot of new music I want to get to this week as well. Thank y'all for doing what y'all doing, because again, without y'all, there's no Bang Out Radio as well. We're all in this together. We're always going to be in this together, all right? And just last but not least, anybody that just takes time out of their day to listen to this show, to talk about the show, to support these independent artists, I need y'all too, all right? Like I said, I know it's hard. I know I can be a hard person to listen to. I try to do the best that I can. I try to present y'all with some uniqueness, and I'm trying to do better. It's just I gotta get more focused. I'm gonna try to eliminate my life of bullshit so I can focus on the things that are positive. So I'm working on it, y'all. I'm working on it. Give me time, and we're gonna see exactly where things can go, as we always do. But like I said, I'm trying not to talk yet. I still need to try to gather my thoughts, take a deep breath, sip this drink a couple more times, and I'm gonna get into some new music that I got this week, as soon as I can get it ready. See, this is another thing I'll be talking about. This is why I need a staff. I'm trying to work on a staff as well. When I get situated, I'll be able to be like, you know what, get that music queued up while I'm talking, you know, this, that. I need a staff, so I'm trying to put that together as well. But right here, we're going to get into some Maybach Dreams, all right? Brand new music, Mad Dog, Rev on Uno, Bam, and Lyric. Let's go.
Fairy tale business, big house, nice car, family and friends, breaking bread with the homie who we kick in. Anybody said tripping, they can get it. All day, fairy tale business, big house, nice car, family and friends, breaking bread with the homie who we kick in. Anybody said tripping, they can get it. All day.
Martin Luther King had a dream. I got the team to push hard for the dream that is calling me. It's not hard to wake up. Thank God I wake up. And I'm here, ain't a mountain I can climb. I'm so damn high fashion. My I walk with nation. So follow my dream and also believe. Can't stop me, I won't stop. Can't stand me, sit down. Like Tupac said, ha, keep your head up, head. Dear fairy tale.
My fairy tale wishes is sitting in business, is chilling with misses, smoking good. We live in hood too. This ain't your average life, but it's a maze. Two blazes like bullets, we fly like Clyde.
There we go again.
No time to ride. Got my money better ways than heaven's gaze. I'm making my way. Got a paperweight for homie selling, yay. And the ladies popping, feeling. If you feeling it, then put your hands up. Throw them up high, touch the nation. So you win, we getting in like your dentist and your fitness.
Got it.
When he finished, you whiten up. You whiten up, I'm bringed up. I'm bringed up like new money. I'm gone, baby.
Can't count for sure. Can't count like car and missing.
Dreams and wishes for making it big, because it's the only thing stopping me is me. But I'm living and made him dream. Having visions of fairy tale dreams on my rags to riches and studying no bitches. I'm knocking everything crossing me. My hands is gonna lead with a paper and pen. These bitches are fearing me. The demons is calling me. But chess is a strategy. I'm passing all tests like the queen of R&B.
Hot legs, cold cases, cold hearts, mud bases. Setting up Roblox while I'm on my paper chase. I say I want that made back like beans through that crack. You think you're gonna stop me getting pressure? That's a fact. I know things don't go how you wanna, but keep pressing on better days. Home is coming sooner. And keep pressure on the haters that's close to you. Be the one to say you ain't gonna make it. Why you hating, nigga? What have I done to you? What haven't I done for you? Knowing I would lie for you. Front line, die for you. Can't you stay alive for you? You don't mind, nigga, with the tools, I hold it down. And for my nigga, I'm a fool, watch me clown. Ain't not one nigga gonna say that they ride on you. See some drop some time on you. Hoxin', I'm coming to ride on you. Talking about they gon' whoop de whoop when they lied on you. They gon' whoop your money, stupid nigga, I'm gonna pound for you.
I got all
celebrate the life and the love that is living. So I party every night like tomorrow is ending. Oh yeah, girl, you looking like my queen. And I'm Neo tonight, I want everything. It ain't about money, it ain't about ice. It's about having fun, celebrate life.
Tomorrow's never promised, so we party tonight.
Rosé, champagne when you're thirsty. We bigger men, so let's get it in. Game time, my nigga, so let's get a win. I'm living in a better crib, doing big things, things I never did. I'm on a yacht with K-Slay, it's great chronic. That's what they say. Ooh, Keisha, Nene, and KK. They all bad and they all with my baby. I might make a sex tape like Ray J. She on the Johnson and now me Avery. Awesome. I can party like a rock star. Hot dollars, hot girls, and hot cars. I can never ever hate on no man. And you ain't got a bow to the king, you're okay.
That shit to Radio Madness, your girl Miss Tweety with X and B. And if you're listening to this, then you're tuning in to Bang Out Radio with your host, The Dagger, where we play music from independent artists from around the world, R&B, hip-hop, rap, doesn't matter, as long as it's independent. So make sure you're tuned in for West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights from 9 to 11, and Slap Sundays from 7 to 9. That's West Coast time. Bang out.
That's right, y'all. Bang Out Radio, Slap Sunday, The Dagger, L.A. West Coast all day. Like I said, it's going to be an interesting and long night, but if you want to call in and get involved and see where it goes, 661-621-7559, you can just tell them the queue, you press 1 to holler at me, and make sure I get all new music, all interview requests, Dagger's Beauties of the Week, if you're trying to get down with that, make sure you hit the email us, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com, and straight out, hold on, let's see where this is going. Oh, hold on. Sip my drink real quick. Hold on, what am I sipping on tonight here? I don't even know what the fuck that is, to be honest, but I'm drinking it. Shout out to 832-5988. You got Dagger, what it do?
Yeah, man.
Levi Kev in the building. How you feeling, man?
Ah, man, I'm good, man, on that solo train, so I'm good.
Okay. Sounds good, man. So what's been going on, man? How's the shine life going on, man? Give us the update.
Oh, man, everything gutter, man. I got a new single finna drop. Actually, I got a couple. I know I got Never Give Up, No Return featuring Fish Grease, which is the little brother, Keith Murray. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, you know what I mean? Trust me, dog.
I obviously don't. Okay, so they ain't out yet, because you know I was about to say so they must not be out yet. That's why I ain't got them yet, right? I'm just making sure.
Nah, they ain't out. They ain't out yet. I'm actually waiting on Brooklyn to drop her verses. That's kind of we doing a duet, and then I'm just waiting on the verse from Grease. Then it put everything on wax and we getting it in, man.
For sure. Well, for those that don't know, man, let them know where they can find you at, man. Like I said, I know they can just Google your ass, like everybody's saying, just Google me. But go ahead and drop the rest of your links or whatever at the same time.
Oh, man. Hit me up on Twitter. I am Levi Kev, LEVICEV. Instagram, I am Levi Kev. Don't even try to Facebook me because I no longer run my Facebook. I'm not even on Facebook like that no more, man. Reverb Nation, Levi Kev. Sprint Network, Levi Kev. Yeah, I mean, I'm everywhere, man. That's what I just said, man. Just Google me, dog.
Yeah, I
Killer Kev, man. Levi Kev, man. I pop up on both names, man.
There it is. For sure, man. So, I mean, you hanging out, man, or you just stopping by real quick?
Oh, man, I'm just stopping by, showing love, you know what I mean? Gift and the Curse will be dropping this summertime, 2K13. So, you know what I mean?
All right, you know, we all on the lookout for it, man, so make sure you keep us posted. And like I said, when I get my, I'm talking to you now right now, so I got you, man. I still ain't got no drop. Still ain't, you've been on my show, like, I've talked to you, like, 3 times, but as you know, and then you call, like, every 3 weeks. I still ain't got no drop. I'm just saying.
I guess I gotta come out to Cali and do them hoes personally. You know what I mean?
Oh, you gotta come out here. You gotta come. All right. Well, are you still coming out here, man? What happened with the was that thing still going down? Or are you just gonna keep me posted on that too?
You talking about the tour?
Yeah.
Well, New Identity, the album New Identity. Well, that's no longer in the works. You know. Now I got you know, the Gift and the Curse. But probably what I'm gonna do is Sex Education Volume 2, second semester. So you know I'm gonna have to come out to Cali and drop something. I promise. All right, so I'm gonna come out there and drop something.
Well, we wait, Levi, just let me know, man. You know it's on and popping as soon as you touch down, man. But man, yeah, always check in with your boy, and as soon as you get that new shit, man, let me know, man. I'm right here waiting for it.
Yeah, man.
All right, man, how's your life?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Like I said, it was hard for me to even be nice right there. No disrespect to Levi or anything like that, man. I'm just telling you, I'm in a bad place right now. Not bad, just mad. I mean, I'm doing a lot of things better for myself. I'm trying to get a whole new attitude about things because I'm just tired of how shit is going on or how things are going in my life. And like I said, you heard me on this so many times about how, you know, I've accepted the fact that I'm not supposed to be happy. You know, I understand these things. I mean, but at the same time, also realize I just need to eliminate things that make me upset or that make me mad. And if that means I'm just going to be alone type motherfucker, then that's just what I'm going to be. Because like I said, when I was a fat kid, I used to be a loner. So being alone is not a problem. Write my music, watch some movies and shit or whatever, play my fucking Xbox 360 and tell people to kiss my ass. So I ain't really tripping off of being alone. But, you know, I'm just trying to eliminate things right now. But hold on, straight up at 661-06. Hold on, 59. See, I'm trying to. God, and it's hot. That shit is irritating too. But, man, hold on real quick. Is it going to work? Bam, gotcha. You got Dagger, what it do?
What's up, Dagger? It's your boy KY, Self-Fakes in the building.
Yeah, what's going down with you, baby?
nothing, chilling, trying to stay cool, you know, out this heat.
Yeah, like everybody else, man. Yeah, it's burning up right now, man. Trying to calm down, relax, man. I was taking it, like I said, I'm always taking it somewhere where it's hot because I got to seal myself off from the world just to be able to focus on, you know, what I got to do. Is this damn phone ringing? What's going on with you, KY? Same thing, new day?
Same old thing, just trying to, you know, get that music out there, put some new product.
Okay, okay. What's dropping out now? I mean, there might be just a few people that don't know, but go ahead. What we got to look out for?
Oh, you got to look out for my artist, Wayne ID. His mixtape is coming out called Guess Who. He got the sampler floating right now on Bandcamp. People can look for the sampler on Bandcamp, but it'll be coming out real soon, the full mixtape. And then my mixtape coming out called Amazing, and that'll be coming out probably like the end of this month.
Okay, okay, yeah. So I know I'm getting like singles and shit. I know I'm going to get those in the email sometime soon, right, or something.
Oh, yeah, I sent you one, and you played it before, but I never tell nobody what that song was going to be on or whatever. My song,
okay.
Backpack Raps. But
Yeah,
that's going to be on an Amazing mixtape. You know, I always got to send Bang Out Radio something, so.
Yeah, something to keep it rotating, man. I got to stay fresh. But, man, but what's been going down out that way in the AD, man? Anything going down out your way, man? Girl, what's up? Anything?
Everything been slow motion. It been kind of cool. Nothing really popping like that. You already know how it is out here, but it's cool.
I think you got a show coming up sometime soon, right? I thought I saw KY's on somebody's flyer for something coming up soon.
Oh, yeah. My boy Lux out there in the valley from Overthrow, he throwing a show, and I'll be rocking out there in the valley, you know, doing my little thing.
Okay,
I'll be out there.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
So,
gotta
look out for that, man. Gotta make sure. But, shit, man. But besides that, man, what you doing,
KY?
You hanging out, man, or you just passing through? Saying what's up?
Oh, I'm just passing through. That show and give you a shout-out. You know, you've been doing a good-ass job, even though I don't call in as much, but I still be listening all the time. So,
yeah, I know, man. I know people got that. Well, good looking, man. Thank you, thank you. I need all of this right about now. Cause like I said, boy, on one. But continue to listen, man. Like I said, we're about to get into some shit. We're going to see how the night unfolds, all right? But thanks for the support, man. You're probably down, so good looking out.
For sure.
All right, Pimpin. How's it late?
All right.
But yeah. Now, see, that's cool. See, cool people, try to keep the calm. See, even when I try to go off, people call in, try to calm me down and everything like that, so I can respect that. Because like I said, I'm trying not to get out of my mold, y'all, but I'm just there right now. So maybe some music to help. Let's get back into some music, and then we'll be right back and see how I feel, all right? Cecily Monet, Jay, Sexy and Seductive. Ladies, let's go.
Fire and it can't be put on ice. I swing my hips and link my lips. me on your team, and I'll boost up your self-esteem. I see I shawty, I'm your personal queen. I'm seductive, I know I'm sexy. She said you want my number, baby, call it sex me. And we can lead a club out this exit. I know you wanna see me, Nancy.
Talk without their wings, don't let shit fly. We hit the haters, red to levitated sad man. I throw rocks in your box, catch it out, hot shot. Never been in jail, but I'm bust block. Yo, we on the backpack rack.
So I understand you just got back from Iraq.
For real? Yo, what's it like?
What's it like? What I'm supposed to say to that? It was cool. There was bitches. Okay, there was bitches, but a lot of them had, you know, they was covered up in them curtains and stuff they be wearing. But I digress. It was war. It was war, basically. War. You know what that's like? Motherfucker like shooting. Bombs blowing up. And, you know, this scared me. It scared the out of me. Matter of fact, I myself over a dozen times and ran out of toilet paper after the second time. So you know what that meant, right? I had to use the thumb, man. It was kind of nasty. But, you know, the good thing about it was they stopped taking me out on patrol because my name became Snake Bomb. You know what I'm saying? They said, you know, I was giving away our position because of the smell. That was fine with me. You know what I'm saying? They wanted to leave me back. And I was like, well, y'all go ahead on, because I don't need y'all anyway. I'm rich, bitch.
Take off.
I'm going back to Cali. I'm going back to Vegas. Girl going crazy. Dope gang piping. Splash Martin. I'm talking about cooling out, man. West Coast. Bang Out Radio.
Yo, we back, y'all. It's last Sunday at the Dagger, LA, West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio. Remember, if you want to call in, get involved in the conversation, 661-621-7559. Either just chill in the queue, or you press 1 to holler at me, and straight up the 410-2295. You got Dagger with
you. Yo, and it's your boy, DJ G-Rated. You already know what it is. I'm in the building, Cole's doing my man Dagger tonight. I like that intro you got there, man.
Hey, I like that too, man. But hey, man, hold on, man. See, yeah, I think you better call it on G-rated, right? G-rated.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just saying, man. We had this conversation, man. We number one, I ain't get no emails, man, talking about, you know, you co-hosting my show. Remember last time you was here, we were talking, and I was like, man, hey, your people's emailing me, let me know that you want them on the show, or that, you know, that you want to be over here and everything. We did have that conversation, right?
Oh, yeah, I did promote your show. Like, I'll promote your show once, but, you know.
Once in the whole week, my nigga, for real? Once? I'm just saying, you really called me. I'm sorry, but you really called me on a bad day, so now I'm going to talk to you a little bit. So, since you called, but, like, you, I saw you had, were you on the radio earlier? Did you have a show earlier already? Did you have your own show still today? How did your show do?
Yeah, not good.
Not good? Now, how many times did you promote for your own show?
Every day, but it's still not working.
All right, so you promote every day for your show and it didn't work, and you promote once for my show and then come over here and say you co-host it, right? That's what you did, right?
I mean, everybody saw it. I got the whole teenagers showing it.
I mean, but I'm just saying, man, but you already see the difference in that right now. Like I said, you had your own show, you promoted it every day or whatever for your own show, right? But then you say you want to co-host on this one and you promote this one once, right? There's nothing wrong with that to you? I'm just curious. We just talk. Like I said, don't mind me right now. Like I said, not trying to be disrespectful or anything, but we talking now. Like I said, I think you caught me on a bad day. But, I mean, does that sound right to you?
No.
Okay, at least you're honest about that. I could respect that. You know, I could respect that. So, but like I said, it's not your fault. Like I said, you really caught me on a bad day, but today, we can't do this today, man. Like I said, if you want to be over here and do this, I told you last time, you gotta treat this show like it's your show. If that's how you feel, you promote your show every day. You can't, you only promote this one once and you talk about you want to be over here? Am I really, you know, what if roles were reversed? If I was like, yo, G-Rated, I want to come on your show, man. I want to co-host your show, man. Fuck that. You don't even know me. None of that shit, man. But I'm good. I want to come on your show. I'm going to come through. I'm going to support. I'm going to have people hitting up your show. Ooh.
and then nobody hits you up on your stuff saying they for me about your show. Wouldn't you feel like you was lied to?
No.
No, you wouldn't feel like you was lied to?
Yeah, I don't feel like that.
Okay. So I'm just saying that's just where I'm at right now. All right. So we can try this again, but it's just not gonna work today. And again, like I said, I'm not trying to, you know, come at you all kind of sideways or anything like that, but it's not gonna work today. So if you do what you say you're gonna do, then we can talk about you co-hosting this show. All right, but you gotta do what you say you're gonna do. Besides that, man, I can't trust that. I'm sorry. All right?
Okay.
All right, for sure. But like I said, it's all love, man. I'm just being real with you. I'm being as honest with you as I possibly can. I'm just trying to be honest and upfront with you. You know, I'm not going to bullshit you. I'm not going to beat around the bush, you know. And like I said, I take this shit, like, real seriously right here, as serious as I can take it. And then when you do something like that, it feels like you're taking this for a joke, and it's not a joke. That's just how I feel. And so if you're not joking, if you're not playing, then you show support over here like you should show support for your own shit, if that's what you want to do. If not, then don't be talking about you want to come over here and co-host. Then I don't care. Then I wouldn't have nothing to say at all. But when you give me a reason to say something, then I'm going to say it. So it's just one or the other. My thing is, like I said, no disrespect. I'm going to keep saying that to you, man, because I don't want to feel like I'm coming down on you or anything like that. I'm just being real with you and I'm being honest with you. If you want to come over here and do what we do over here, then you got to show support over here, or you show support for your own stuff, or just continue to do your own stuff. Either way, you know, it's your choice. All right, so tell your people to holler at me. Let them know they want to hear G-Rated on Slash Sundays. You know, let me know you promote more than once a week. I mean, once a week. So you posted, you hear this? Like I said, you read it, one post in a whole, you know how many times people post their shit in a day? You
How about I post it right now?
Nah, I mean, it's too late now. The show's already on. Like I said, I don't want to have to tell you how to do something. I'm not your daddy. You know, it's not my place to tell you what to do. If you want, like I said, you grown-ass man. Just do what you say you're going to do. That's all I'm saying. That's bottom line. Just do what you say you're going to do. When you tell me I'm going to promote your show, I'm going to have people hitting your show, I'm going to tell people to email you and everything like that so we can get things popping. And then you tell me you promoted one time, you literally just pissed me off and you really caught me on a bad day. So I'm sorry, but that's just where it is right now. So just do what you say you're going to do and then come back and holler at your boy, all right? Because besides that, then I just see you as anybody else that's saying they're going to do something and they're not doing it. There's enough people in the world like that. Don't be one of them people. Whatever you decide. You say you want to do radio, right? This is you. You like radio? I mean, this is what you want to fuck with, right? This is what you want to do?
Yeah.
Then act like it. This shit ain't no joke. Or if you're going to take it as a joke, then, I mean, you play on your own radio station. All right? So get on your promotion game, man. Holler at me next week, man. Like I said, no disrespect. Hope you're not mad at me or anything about this or whatever. But, I mean, I'm just being upfront, honest, and straight up with you. Like I'm saying, radio DJ to DJ. I even like your little intro how you came up in here, but you came up in here like, man, and I'm co-hosting or not. There ain't none of that going down right now. You don't assume that type of shit. So like I said, man, like I said, I'm just telling you. I'm just being honest with you. Like I said, I'm being upfront with you. I hope you can at least respect that, because like I said, I respect you for being honest with me. By at least telling me the truth, because most niggas will backtrack or try to be like, I did this, I did that, da da da. I can respect you for at least telling me the truth when I asked you. But you still didn't do what you said you was going to do. So we have 50% right now. So you have 50%. That's not that bad. So, but just like I said, get on your game, man. Or just like I said, do what you want to do or whatever, but we can't do that here. Not over here, all right? G?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, man. I'll get at you a little bit later, all right? Just get on your have your business, man. I'll holler at your boy, man. I'm here. But, man, a whole nobody out there really, like I said, it's not that type of business right now, man. Times is rough, and I wasn't trying to cover my man any kind of sideways or anything like that, but I'm just being honest. And since we're speaking about Facebook or whatever, people posting up stuff and everything like that, too, there's something else that I had an issue about, and it's only because really it's bang out related. You know, let me first off start off by saying that I respect everybody that sends out their music to me. I respect all music that's played, you know, or I wouldn't play it in the first place. So when I post up people's music or this is where you can find this track or this is where you can find these things, then I do that, all right, because I respect these people's music and I want people to know where they can find them. Now, me having respect for y'all and hopefully y'all having the same respect for me, I understand that some of y'all out there have no respect for each other. I understand that. I understand there's a beef situation going on. Trust. Dagger knows a lot of things. I hear a lot of stories. I've seen a lot of things because I've been here on Bang Out Radio. I even browse some of y'all Facebook sometimes when I really ain't got shit else to do. I look at some of the shit y'all out there doing. And it's real interesting the things y'all can get into. All right? But at the same time, that's y'all business. So my thing is keep y'all business to yourselves or between y'all. When I'm posting up stuff or if I do post up things, like you said, I don't post up shit on a regular period. Y'all see my posts on what? Usually Wednesdays and Sundays, unless I throw some shit in the middle of the week or whatever, just on some whatever type stuff. But it's rare you see me posting up things. All right? So when I do, especially in regards to music and this show, I can at least hope y'all can respect me enough to keep y'all beef situations out of that. All right, because then I feel like I'm being involved. And I'm not trying to be involved in nothing y'all got going on. Like I said, I got enough shit going on myself. I'm involved in my own beef situations. I got enough bullshit I already got to deal with. All right, so I don't want anything misconstrued or I don't want anybody thinking that I'm leaning one way or leaning towards the other way on other things because I'm not. So don't make it look that way. And I'm just being as respectful as I can to ask that request. Because even if things are posted up, even as soon as I see it, it's going to get taken off anyway. So just keep what y'all doing on y'all own things. Or, like always, like I said, when it comes to music, that's all day. Like I said, I play music. So that's where it is. So that's why I prefer y'all to keep y'all things. If y'all want to bring it to Bang Out Radio, then that's where we go. Or if all parties involved would like to get into a conversation on the radio, then we can do that as well, as we know. Like I said, Ms. Lyric and Topaz herself had a couple of words exchanged on here. And that's fine, because like I said, sometimes people need to have a discussion. But I'm saying I'm making it to the point where we do that in as much of a respectful manner as we can, or at least give everybody a chance to speak for themselves. But bottom line is don't get me involved unless we're going to make it respectful on both sides. That's bottom line on that is what I'm trying to say. So please, respect that. I respect y'all. At least respect me, even if y'all don't give a fuck about each other. All right? Plain and simple. But let's get back to some music. And House Party Remix, Miss Aaliyah. Let's go.
D.D.com.
We can take you back to my house. We're the freaks and get it poppin'. We got new boy by the case. Doing wise, got a fucking, yeah, I'm fucking up on her. Yeah, she fucking on my sheets when I'm knocking down her wall. I got the Jimmy for the heat. I got 100 bottles, every single flavor, cushion with every single label. Yeah, I'm feeling so unstable. Yeah, I wanna fucking now. Caught summer, strap her up just so I can dick her down. I wanna see how far she'll go. I'm trying to make that up. No, mama said she got skills. Mama said that she a pro. I just wanna stay, baby, climb up on the pole. She tryna pull me close, whispering that she wanna bone. Mama bring a friend and we both can get it on. Making all the noise till the cops come. Cop, they when they leave, we gon' turn this bitch back up. I'm wildin' in this motherfucker, yeah, I'm going nuts. Let me meet me at the house party if you're gonna
fuck. Welcome to my house party, party. Welcome to my house party, party. Yeah.
We gon' make a movie out. She looking all at my wrist, she love the way this mirror glow. Penthouse is hot as shit, she tell me that I'm cooler though. Cooler than the fan, fresh like it's Easter. Homie, I don't even want your bitch, you can keep her. She said I ain't hit that, only you believe her. Pull up in the Lambo, I'm like, I shot all
these. Welcome to my house party. Welcome to my house party, party. Welcome to my house party, party. Welcome to my house party, party. So rock all on my table. Bitches in the living room, they gon' ask you at the door. What you tryna get into? Only me and my niggas.
Nigga Dustin Morris, man, he's locked up right now, y'all. Ride for him, man. Hit me up when you get out. Yo.
I'm gripping on the mic so hard that my fingers breaking. The lyrics so cold that no one cares what singers making. These other rappers faker than the Jerry Springer station. This rap will get better, just make sure you bring your patience. Yeah, I said patience, I've arrived, stop the waiting. You can keep the hating, that gives me motivation. The dragon has awakened, spitting fire in your face. And now you looking like you shaking, this music has you taken.
But where is this taking me?
A desolate wasteland, give me my space, man. I'm higher than a spaceman. This is so easy, man, I'm feeling like a caveman. I got people rolling and even more than a rave can.
Goddamn.
Yeah, I'm getting really wild. I learned how to freestyle really early as a child. Before I could walk, I was flowing like the Nile. I came here to talk so we could be here for a while. So listen, motherfuckers, stupid suckers causing ruckus. Eat you up like hummus. To sum this up, don't fuck with us. You'll get thrown under the bus. If we have to hear your fuss, I'll pop you like a pimple and your head will be the pus.
Oh no, I don't think he was joking. We don't know what the hell he's been smoking. They holding our mic so hard it's like it's choking. Someone hit the DJ before he leaves it broken. Oh no, I don't think he was joking. We don't know what the hell he's been smoking. They holding our mic so hard it's like it's choking. Someone hit the DJ.
I'll leave the flow torn, ripped up like it's lacerated. Right when I was born, I spitted, and that's not exaggerated. I can tell this got you mad, it's so bad you have to hate it. Now your girl's wanting more, my flow has her infatuated. Back in rap school, top of classes where I graduated. Now I'm like the principal, I'll teach you some, get educated. I'm an artist with the beat, I got this shit decorated.
Yo, is this mic working?
It's about to be annihilated. Holy shit, I'm killing it, don't lie to me, you feeling it? I'm not quitting this until I make a million, bitch. If the mic is blood, I'm spilling it. I told you I was killing it, the rap game's my empire, give me beats and I'll be building it. I start with the beat, and then it's like construction. When I'm finished, you're confused like alien abductions. At least I think you will, that is my assumption. I know that the mic after this probably won't even function.
Oh no, I don't think he was joking. We don't know what the hell he's been smoking. They holding that mic so hard it's like it's choking. Someone hit the DJ before he leaves it broken. Oh no, I don't think he was joking. We don't know what the hell he's been smoking. They holding that mic so hard it's like it's choking. Someone hit the DJ before he leaves it broken.
You might think I'm smoking, you're right, I'm higher than the ozone. I rolled the blunt tight, smoked it, now I'm in my own zone. I break the mic in half when I flow just like my old phone. If you aren't feeling this, then bitch, you need to go home. If you don't like rap music, then you're in the wrong stadium. Give me the mic and I'll be balling up this gymnasium. Remember the name D, can't put that shit in your cranium. Going so hard on this beat, they'll rename it Titanium. I'll rep where I live too, that's in the 512. Down here we're never scared, you think I'd hide from you? In my squad, I got my goons, we do it big. In my crew, we kick it like we've all been trained in the art of Taekwondo. Ooh, that one hurt the mic, I might have left it bruised. It's alright, this flow is tight, I'll leave the crowd amused. I talk to rap music and my music they've approved. Now that I broke this mic, I prove my flow to you.
Oh no, I don't think he was joking. We don't know what the hell he's been smoking. He's holding our mic so hard it's like it's choking. Someone hit the DJ before he leaves it broken. Oh no, I don't think he was joking. We don't know what the hell he's been smoking. He's holding our mic so hard it's like it's choking. Someone hit the DJ before he leaves it broken.
Yeah, I would keep rapping, but I don't think this mic's gonna be working too much longer, y'all. But y'all keep it sleazy, alright?
Peace.
I usually talk like a teacher, but I made this song for the freaks. Kids at home, they beds alone, you should probably put their ass to sleep.
I'm up, 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 up
Ass so fat, but I swear that she little. Like when I toss her, beat her, assault her. No handcuffs, but we keep in the cordial. Now she wanna fuck, and she got a man think I really give a fuck. Meet me in the middle of the bedroom, biting on your neck, I'll give it to your Red Bull. Legs in the air, ass pinned to the wall. Camera and all, teach you with your tips till you ask for it all. Passion of all, your man's just lacking it all. Smash till we crash like cars on board. Don't fuck with them all. Contracts just for the context. She wanna have sex on the beach when the sunrise tied to the bed. She a freak, cause she like how I eat. Said I need some manners, but I'm busy getting at it. These niggas isn't adequate, they couldn't even damage it. Extravagant, that's my new nickname. Sure you wanna chill like a kick game. I just keep it live like a Knicks game. She just want more and more action. You're just of the opposite attraction. Now I'll be
pushing up, 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 Bobby, push it up, 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 Bobby, push it up, 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 Bobby,
push it up. She choose, I do what she please. She just wanna please my needs, roll my weed, fuck with my team, only best when you fuck with the best. We don't do it like the rest. I'ma put your body to rest, body address, suck on your breast till you can't pay attention. No need to mention deep interventions. Get it in till it hits the midsection. I know you've been due for a section. She just wanna know where I keep the protection. Had to lift a jaw when she saw my erection. Ran through the wall when I caught her from the back. Yeah, nigga, don't slack. Probably pull the track out. I'ma work your back till you pass out. She don't even ask. She heard I'm a beast, I'm lying. I can beat it up, no trying. What is your desire?
I don't fuck with them all. Not really, I don't fuck with hoes, though. Jody, if you coming at me, you better come correct. Top 10 ladies of the den? Figure it out, bitch. This is lying.
Francine, it's no use. It's not going to happen tonight.
Don't worry. There are ways to treat it. Meditation, Cialis, Ginkgo biloba. Well, you know, for your memory. Because you forgot how to get a boner.
Hey, I'm not the problem. You're the problem. I've never slept with anyone except you. But you, you have a sex garden that was on the cover of Sex Garden magazine.
Oh, is that what this is about? My past? Stan, that was just sex. Sex without love is meaningless.
Francine, I'm listening to you talk. I'm looking in your eyes, but all I can see is you taking more poundings than Omaha Beach before the ground assault began.
Check out my boy the Dagger on Slap Sundays every week from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can tune in at www.bangoutradio.com or call 661-621-7559 and listen or press 1 and join in.
Yeah, we back, y'all. Slash Sunday's the Dagger. L.A., West Coast All Day, Bang Out Radio. Remember, just like Samurai Zulu said, you want to call in 661-621-7559. Either just chill or you press 1 to holler at me. And again, like I said, it's just been one of them nights. I'm not in a good place overall, at least as far as my, like, I don't know. Let me rephrase. I am in a good place. It's just hard to maintain the current path that I'm on. Because on one hand, it's like I'm clearing up a lot of extra space. I'm getting rid of a lot of things. I'm not letting things slide like I used to. Because, again, before, like I said, growing up and everything, I was always the one that was trying to please everyone. Because since there was always so much drama going on around me, I mean, like my parents, you know, my family coming up wasn't the best of things. You know, my own personal battles I had to deal with, you know, it was always hard. So in order to stay away from the things that were hard, I would just do everything I could to just make everybody happy that was around me. Just so, you know, as long as everybody's smiling, everybody okay. I mean, I grew up trying to do that because I didn't want to deal with issues. I didn't want to deal with drama. I was willing to take that away any way that I could just to make sure people who were around me were good. You know, as long as people who were around me were good, then I was good.
And I always stuck with that, in a sense. I mean, no matter what I was doing, you know, when it came to family, when it came to school, when it came to relationships, you know, my heart was always where I knew it was. And despite whatever I did or whatever I was going through or the things I was involved in, I always knew what was important. I always knew what the focus was. I never lose focus on the things that are important. And now it just seems like now that, you know, even more so now that I'm really pushing the line on a lot of things, a lot of people are taking it all kind of different ways. And that's an interesting point too. Because I've said it many times on this show before, when you're trying to do the right thing and you're trying to do the right thing for yourself and be positive and stay on a certain path, those people that were with you doing all the shit that you probably shouldn't have been doing, or, you know, the people that are still on that bullshit or anything or any of that kind of stuff, shit's going to clash. There's going to be issues. There's going to be problems. But then it comes down to the point, or it comes down to it, it's like, who's more important here? And me, I never saw myself as important. And I mean that in a sense, well, not like to myself. I mean, my life is important to me. Don't get me wrong, you know, but I'll be on that shit like, you know, if I wasn't around, I wouldn't really be missed by that many people. You know, I'm not that important. There's nothing that serious about me. And it's just... But it seems like I'm important to other people. You know, I think my main thing is like I'm an enabler. I don't know if y'all understand what an enabler is. I enable people to do what they want to do. And then when it comes down to me and what I want to do, I just be like, oh, whatever. You know, I just either I can't do it because, you know, I'm tied up into something else. Either I gave this out, either I've loaned this, you know, or either I've taken this person here. You know, I've always been that person to put others before myself. And that's just how, like I said, I was raised to be that. I was raised to be, if you got something and, you know, and somebody needs it and that person's important to you, then by all means, do that. And so that's what I do. But the more, it just seems like people, like I said, nobody. I guess you had a jumble here because I'm trying to. I'm not looking for any kind of like. There's no questions to really be answered. You know, I mean, I don't. You know me, I'm responsible for the things that I do. I'm responsible for the decisions I make. The decisions I've made, I can't point the finger at nobody because I point the finger hard at myself before I point the finger at anybody else. I look at shit and I look at situations and I tell myself, you know what, you shouldn't do that. But I fucking do it anyway. And that's not in all cases, but sometimes because there's reasons for that. Like I said, sometimes if somebody needs help, I got it. I'm not doing shit with it. I'm probably going to fuck it off anyway. Here you go. Other times it's like, you know what, I shouldn't deal with this bitch because this shit might come back to bite me in the ass or something like that or whatever, but hey, fuck it, you know, sometimes I just be like, okay, let's see what happens. I deal with shit I shouldn't have to sometimes just so I got someone over here to come and talk to y'all about on Sundays and Wednesdays. I mean, and people put this like perception on me. And it's funny how different people perceive me. There it is, that word. Or perceive, one of those. Y'all know what I'm trying to say. How people look at me, and different people look at me in different ways. And it's crazy. It's like, and it's not me. It's not me that they're looking at. They're looking at what they think I should be. And I've been dealing with that all my life as well. the first person to ever really recognize me for who I was as a person, as a child, was my fucking grandfather. You know, he never made me feel wrong. He never made me feel out of place. He never talked down to me about anything. Even found a cool way to get me to want to exercise when I was a kid the next day, because like I said, I was big, and he was in a wheelchair. And, you know, my grandfather was like a former track star. You know, he's in somebody's Olympic book somewhere. I should know about this somewhere, but my grandfather was the shit running in track back in the day. You know what I mean? So health and everything to him was important and everything, too. So he saw that in me, like I was being unhealthy, but he didn't come at me in a way like anybody else. Like my dad would come at me like that. You know, that's, oh, my God. But it was always interesting. You know, my grandfather had the electrical wheelchair. So I was like, okay, for sure. Like, and then he would want to go to the store, and he'd be like, go with me. And then, you know, the electric chair, those get up to, you know, a little bit, a lot of speed. He's like, man, you got to keep up. I'm not slowing down. So, you know, that was my little talk, and I was talking with my grandpa. And I didn't even know I was exercising. You know, but and looking back on it, he helped me out without knowing that I was being helped. This is how fucked up life is, at least for me. I didn't even get to go to his funeral. I had to go to work. The rest of the family just picked up, you know, got plane tickets and shit and said, we up, and we going. I barely even knew about it to the last minute. I don't even like funerals. I don't like going to funerals. I've been to a lot of funerals I didn't even really want to be honest. But the one funeral I wanted to go to, I didn't get to go to. People seriously got me fucked up on a lot of things right now, y'all. Like I said, y'all, I don't get it. People tell me all the time, I don't know why you think so bad. Your life ain't that bad. People, you know, people tell me I've been, you know, spoiled, spoon-fed type shit. I've heard a lot of things on both positive and negative. Don't get it twisted. Mama's boy, like, and when people are explaining how people, you know, like, I've been calling a mama's boy, and people don't realize that my mom be the first one to snitch on a nigga, like, he's right there. Take them. And before, I used to be the type of person, you know, I always kept shit to myself. I was always real secretive about things. I would always keep things like, you know what, because I didn't want to impose my problems on other people. It's my problems. It's things for me to deal with, things that I got to handle. And especially if you can't help me in any shape, way, or form about it, then what's the point of talking to you about it? Like I said, the only reason I'm really talking about this shit here with y'all is because, like I said, it gives me something to talk to. This is radio. I hope y'all can feel what I'm going through. And this is also, well, I'll put it this way. People have always said, you know, talking about it's therapeutic. But I got to talk about it for a reason. I feel like I'm talking about it now, and there's a reason that I'm doing this here, sharing this with y'all. Y'all know my motto over here. Be better than me. Make better choices. Don't go through the shit that I've had to go through. And I'm only fucking 30. Some of y'all might be out there older than me, still dealing with shit I was dealing with when I was younger. Y'all still ain't got it yet. I'm learning. Trust me. I'm learning right the fuck right now. And I'm here. So we're going to get a Daggers double play. And, oh, man. I don't know, y'all. Like I said, I'm all over the board with shit right now. Just trying to get some things off my chest, trying to get some questions answered, trying to get some understanding. But it's hard. It's hard when you've been dealing with this shit all your life. Trust. I'm one of the type of people that I've been from situation to situation for situation. And I've always been the one who was the most together in any situation I've been in. School, my original friends. Well, not my original. I'm not saying it like that. Like I said, my true homies have always been my homies since I was yay high. You know what I mean? I'm talking about acquaintances, motherfuckers I've done music with before, things like that. I've always shown dedication to what I've chosen to do. And in all those situations, other people have fell off. And even when I fell, I'm not saying I'm perfect, but I did what I had to do to get back in the game, to get things situated, to try to make things right and to make things better. And shit's still fucked up. You know, it's one of those things that where it's like, why try, right? But no, but you can't. This is why I tell people all the time, as far as I go as well. I'm a fucking robot when it comes to this. robot. Everything's just automatic. Real simple, easy, do this, do that. Got to handle this, got to handle that. Ain't no feelings, ain't no emotions. You want to see me turned up? You want to see me having a good time and enjoying myself? Check out a Whitted Boy performance. Check me out on stage. Check me doing my musical thing. That's where the fun is. That's where you see me letting go besides this, but that's in a positive manner. When you see me on stage doing shit like this, hold on, let me, hold on. Actually, I'm still in shit talk mode. Fuck it, I'll play this. We'll be right back. Dagger's Double Play.
All right.
Uh-oh.
You knew this was coming.
Everybody gather around.
I think everybody knew this was
everybody
coming.
Everybody gather around.
You know what happened.
Gather around the Xbox. Gather around
the chips
player.
Fall where they
turn
fall.
Turn me up in the car. Turn it up so y'all can hear me.
Let whatever happens happen.
Everybody ready?
Watch and let this. The battle begin.
Here to set it off around two. Niggas way out of line. Bitch, you can't shine. You see through. Who the fuck wanna be you? Not nobody I know. Your own big homie didn't like how you was rapping the fuck. Listen up. When she was dope, your home up. You like the slow mo. The world was on your dick, but now you let him in your asshole. You showed that you cut. Congratulations. It's about time that's gonna rise. And look, you already passed your fucking prime. Left on the sideline. The stupid niggas didn't handle games. Just like a faggot yelling out my government name. If I was you, I wanted you to meet too. Justin Darnell Hayes can never walk in a dagger shoe. Should've bought the clue, but I believe you were a better man. Fuckin' with you. So now you
Darnell Wellingham.
Some of the comments, two bitch niggas who always stay broke. Can't take care of the kids, but keep the dagger in it. Fucking throw no hope for the week. On the mic of the street, ride a boss, you ride a bus up like a passenger seat. And now you wanna bring the drama, I'll make it pause like a comma. Only bitches you ever knew, so big sexy and your baby mama. Oh yeah, I almost forgot. There's three bitches in 6 years, this nigga thinks that he hot. Try to clown a nigga's bitches and it's a snippet of what dagger has. I clown your bitches too, but they all in the past. Feeling sorry for cats, that little nigga I miss. It's hard when your mom's a hoe and your daddy's a bitch. Yeah, I said, give me credit, said it's over, ain't no going back. I'm not mad, you had the dagger laughing at the diss track. You barely had facts, the beats whack, sounding out of date. Wanna hate, that's great. I don't attack, I just retaliate. You should've known better, bitch. The dagger, he ain't no joke. I'm shitting on this nigga to wipe my ass with his death note.
Remember you started the fight,
why?
Cause you fucked up on the mic.
That's another lie, you'll never be big. Don't forget, I'm just a little spot. A dagger so sick that there's no need for any remedy. Pay back is slack because you're lacking in activity. Who me? A bitch, you better quit with all the fairy tales and grateful niggas. My testimony kept you out of jail. I'm high for spinning, so I will finish what you chose to start. No wonder all the fags are wearing fro hawks. Your clothes fair, but your pockets ain't got nothing but air. And if a woman slap me, then she be calling me. My mouth gon' make her mad, but my dick makes her happy. That's enough about me, I'm bringing the focus to you. You've been on for 10 years plus, still ain't covered up your tattoo. Turn bitch real quick with the speed of a cheetah. This nigga forgot, Goku always beats a Vegeta. And I ain't stopping either, there's too much other shit I gotta drop. Creep down the street, no bitch, I park on the block. Crack my door, lean, turn my beat up. Make a lot of noise, smoking with real niggas. Jim J and the Google boys, playing with real women. You been playing with toys. My dick stays disease-free, bitch. You the one with hemorrhoids. Now, I don't really know, but this is how I think he got that bone. Fucked him in the mouth before the world was in his ass crack.
Activity, the Remy, a.k.a. Squirtle.
Got Glock running out his ass like he's jumping hurdles. When it comes to that rap shit, I keep it real. You the actor, what I'm saying is true. That's why your old hood is laughing
and
at
I ain't done a damn thing.
Now I'm up in the ring. You gave up your title to the real Minaj AK. But go ahead and deny, because you ain't no real nigga. You a legend. Whatever, then I'll be the legend killer.
Remember you started the fight. Why? Cause you fucked up on the mic. You could've apologized like a man and it would be a I. You were my biggest fan, but now you're saying that I ain't tired. Now everyone listen to this time. Schoolgirl ain't a man, he's a bitch. Talking crazy shit, but he ain't got the proof to back it up. That song wasn't about you, but now you got me fucked up.
Here we go. I'm tired of the bullshit, so listen up, cause this is it. I'm only getting smarter, way harder, and plus I'm well equipped. This is it, the breaking point. Oh, it's gone.
The dagger's here.
On the loose and in the clear.
Hunt.
I can smell your fear.
Hide around the world like a real
dollars when I feel like
you looking dumb, I'm working hard.
Extending my curriculum.
Doing what I gotta just to be the man and maintain. Balance diet, owes the body, I'm the one that's running things. Oh, let me take the time to tell you about a nigga that I know. His name is O. Used to let him run the show, he had to go. Realest motherfucker, you and one to meet and one to free. Women falling off their feet with him to eat, beat, and eat. Never sleep. Only problem with him is I give a fuck. Helping other people with their problems, have him fucking up. He never spoke up. He just turned his head and stayed strong while he was being disrespected, lied to, and cheated on. That nigga O don't deal with pain. Trust me, y'all, he had it up. People think he got it easy. Please believe he got it rough. Told him just to toughen up. Don't trust in and believe in folks. That's laughing at the motherfucker. Nigga, don't become a joke. Get the whole lot. Don't let him kill your dreams. Self-esteem. You the nigga, do your thing. Man, don't see your wedding ring. Take everything that you can get. Earn your money, fuck the bill. Don't worry, yo, the dagger's
here. Go.
Who they fucking with? I'm tired of the bullshit, so listen up, cause this is it. I'm only getting smarter, way harder, and plus I'm well equipped. This is it, the breaking point. Oh, it's gone.
The dagger's here.
On the loose and in the clear.
Hunt.
I can smell your fear.
Hide around the way like
you looking dumb, I'm working hard.
Extending my curriculum.
Doing what I gotta just to be the man and maintain. Balance diet owes the body, I'm the one that's running down. Now I'll tell you about another nigga, he's been dead a minute. Locked away his heart of gold, everybody tried to steal it. Stayed in school, he hated home, his father wasn't acting right. Daddy used to beat his mama, had him crying every night. Mama strong, earned the fight, she had enough of taking it. Instead of changing up his way, he changed the person that he is. Kid my age, but mentally the balance was ahead again. If everybody happy, that's the only way he is. Kevin met it very young, 21 at age 12. No one knew he had a problem, he was smart, he hit it well. Didn't want his mom to cry, and people took a sorry for him. Slept with it every night and woke up with it in the morning. He was dying very slow, the balance never had a chance to be a kid like other kids. He's busy in his battle, whatever. There it is, wanna know my history? There it goes, balance died without a tear. Sacrifice created all. I'm tired of the bullshit, so listen up, cause this is it. I'm only getting smarter, way harder, and plus I'm well equipped. This is it, the breaking point, oh it's gone.
The dagger's here,
on the loose and in the clear.
Hunt.
I can smell your fear.
Hide around the way like Oriental's wing, I feel like
you looking dumb, I'm working hard.
Extending my curriculum.
Doing what I gotta just to be the man and maintain. Balance diet owes the body, I'm the one that's running second. Now it's my time to shine, so let me introduce myself.
The dagger.
How you doing? I was created from the pain you felt. He kept me locked away cause I don't stop and never get enough. Owes the man, but I'm the nigga,
yeah.
And I don't give a fuck. I'm quick to kill a nigga, rob a Mexican, or slap a bitch. Stumble, but I never fall. Fly, but I never slip. Never trip. I know, I never stand for disrespect. What? I want a bad bench of life, like IRS, I come to lay. Break your neck, watch your step, I'm running shit and feeling right. Taking flight of fucking bitches, catch it on my website. I'm highly pissed, so watch me close and witness this.
Obliterate
another bad creation with a fucked up imagination. Hesitation's not my thing, I was hesitating long enough. People try to keep them down, the dagger's here to pick them up. Don't worry, yo, no matter what they got, you'll always be ahead. Let everybody live their life, we'll live like we already did. I'm tired of the bullshit, so listen up, cause this is it. I'm only getting smarter, way harder, and plus I'm well equipped. This is it, the breaking point, oh it's gone.
The dagger's here,
on the loose and in the clear.
Hunt.
I can smell your fear.
Hide around the way like Oriental's wing, I feel like
you looking dumb, I'm working hard.
Extending my curriculum.
Doing what I gotta just to be the man and maintain. Balance diet owes the body, I'm the one that's running things.
Hurry up, Stan. Go away. Stan, you can't keep doing this to yourself. You have to go live.
Why? What's the point of living when the only girl I ever loved is gone?
Yeah, what a fag. Dude, not now.
You guys have no idea how this feels. It's like, you always hear songs about a broken heart and you think it's just a figure of speech. But it's true. My chest hurts. I feel this, like, sinking feeling where my heart is. It's broken.
Jeez, he's worse than I thought. Well, what do we do now?
Should I try telling him to stay in Casey Duke?
No, we just have to show him that there's other girls out there. I think we take him to Raven's.
What's Raven's?
You can find me in St. Louis. This be your boy, her, Mystery. You now rocking to the hottest music coast to coast with your boy, The Dagger, on Bang Out Radio. Let's get it.
Yeah, I'm back, y'all. Slap Sunday, The Dagger, LA, West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio. I said, it's just one of them nights. I don't know shit right now, but hold on, let's go to the phone lines. Fresh Lee, what it do?
What it is, my nigga?
Man, I don't know, man. I'm all one and I'm pissed. I'm honestly pissed off, but besides that, it's whatever. What's going on your way?
Shit, I need a blunt, man. I got weed, no blunt.
You sound like me, nigga. I got weed, no blunt, nigga. How we look? Nigga, we look
good. Gotta go to the store and shit.
Nigga, hold on real quick. Set out the 678-9138. You got a dagger. What it do?
What it do for it, Dag? You already know this, your boy Pills, man. What's Gucci
hey, Pills,
with your boy?
Man, shit, I'm over here going through it right now, Pills. Motherfuckers, man, taking your boy for a joke, you know? Like,
I hear you. You know what I'm saying? I heard you had to, you know, get that one cat earlier.
I wasn't trying to be disrespectful or anything. No, I mean, on one hand, if he had caught me on a better day, you know, I probably wouldn't even came at the situation like that. But at the same time, you know, I feel it's like, you know, we go play ball. Sometimes me and the other homies go play ball, right? And then, you know, you go play ball and you got that little kid out there, maybe like 13, 14, like young out there trying to run with the big boys, right? You know, but or the female ball player out there that be trying to run with the boys and shit, either one, you know, one of them. Not one of the regular basketball players, right? But one of them is out there trying to play. I'm one of the people that's like, you know what, don't play that nigga any less than you would play somebody else. You know, don't give him no, you know, no sympathy, no, just because he's a kid, just because he's a girl, don't, you know what I mean? Because I feel that cheating somebody. I feel it cheating. You know what I mean? You got to toughen up if you're going to get out here and play, you know? And did you hear what he said? Paul, leaving you, Paul. Did you hear? You must have missed earlier, but real quick, this dude, right, like he going to say, he wants to be the co-host on this show, right? He wants to be the co-host. So, but he just jumped on the show like, yo, this is, yo, yeah, here with Dagger, man, co-host of Bang Out Radio, Stop Sundays. I'm like, whoa. And like I said, I'm already on one today. So that already, like, I told the dude, because he did that before. He did that last week, or like it was 1 or 2 weeks ago. I told him, like, he did that shit, like, man, just came on the show, like, man, I'm co-hosting with Dagger. Like, I'm like, you don't just say, you co-hosting with me, nigga. I don't know you for what. Like, like but then last week, right, I had a discussion with him. I'm like, yo, man, all right, yo, I respect it because, yeah, hard. I'm like, not people, all people can do that. I'm like, yo, promote the show, come back next week, let your people know, or tell them, give them my email so they can email me and tell me that they want you co-hosting on Slap Sunday. So let me know. You know, you got followers, you promoting the show, move or whatever, right? That's what I told him to do. The nigga come back earlier today, hopped on the show, like, yeah, you know, like he was on, like I said, like he's already cold. So I'm like, hold on, wait. Nigga, I ain't getting out one email from none of your peoples. And then I straight up asked him, like, did you promote the show? He's like, yeah, man, I promoted the show. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, okay. How many times you promote the show? He was like, once, like,
I'm like, okay,
and then keep in mind, the nigga got his own show he's trying to do as well, right? I saw him promote for his own show, right, a little bit earlier today, as a matter of fact, and I asked him, I was like, man, did you have a show earlier today? He's like, yeah. I'm like, how many times you promote for your show? Nigga, every day. I'm like, okay. So, and I respected him because he's still being honest with me, right? You don't get a lot of people that's going to be honest with you, but he was at least being honest with me. So I'm like, man, so, okay, so let me get this right. You promote for your show every day, but the show you want to co-host on that you're trying to get on, you're going to promote what? I'm like, and that sounds okay to you? He's like, I'm like, yo, no, for real, before you answer, like, yo, that sounds okay to you, like, you know what I mean? But like I said, this is the shit I'm talking about. This is the shit I've been dealing with constantly. Motherfuckers keep telling me shit and not doing and not following through with the shit, and I'm tired. I'm tired of it all. In so many different ways, motherfuckers keep telling me shit, and it never pans out on their end of shit, on their end of things.
Yeah.
I don't, not on mine, on their end of things, shit don't pan out.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and I've always been the person to be like, you know what, I'm going to help, I'm going to try to do this, I'm going to try to do that. But at the same time, like I said, I keep realizing and looking at myself, it's like, I work so hard and I be going through so much shit, and I really don't got shit to show for it. I can say that about myself. As much work as I don't put in and all these years and everything like that, I don't really got shit to show for none of the shit I have done in my lifetime right now. I can admit that to everybody, and I'm tired of that shit.
I feel you, bro.
I'm definitely tired of that shit. Cause like I said, if I was that type of nigga that was just so cutthroat, not give a fuck about nobody else, this, you know what I mean? If I was that person, nigga, I would be on so much shit right now. Because like I said, you know, I've always had a job. I've had a job since I was 14, 15. I've always been working. You know, on top of whatever little side hustles or whatever niggas been got popped off. Even with the music, I feel like I wasted a lot of time on music with niggas that didn't have shit going for them. I was always trying to carry around niggas and everything like that. But once in my life now, I'm with some niggas that's carrying their own weight and niggas is getting it popped and turned up out here. So I'm loving this music, boy. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Same time before. Like I said, how long have we already, like, at least known of each other before we made it official? You know what I mean? That's a lot of long time.
We've known each other years, nigga. At least
10, 12 years. And just now, like, this year, late last year, we started linking up. Like, nigga, we the ones that need to link up because there's been a lot of bullshit in between that. You know, ain't no telling where we would have been if we would have linked up earlier on that shit, or... Because y'all was doing the hoodbound shit, and that shit was knocking back then. You know what I mean? I still put up some of y'all shit y'all was doing then against anything, some of the shit I hear now. I still do that. So if I would have linked up with y'all back then on that shit or whatever, ain't no telling what niggas could have been on at this point. You know what I mean? I just feel like I've wasted a lot of time in my life, and it's just sad because I'm mad at myself because I chose to waste that time. You know what I mean? It's my choices. I can't blame anybody. I'm not trying to blame anybody or anything because... There's a lot of situations I was in where I saw shit going on and I could have walked away or I could have left it alone or I couldn't even enter the situation in the first place. So, you know, in no way am I trying to put any kind of blame on anybody else for anything because, like I said, I'm responsible for the things that I do. But looking back at it all now and everything, like I said, I would change a few things, but I'm at that point now where it's like, was it all worth it? You know how people say, you always get the people that say shit like, you know what, well, all the stuff you go through makes you a better person, you know. And I, you know, I get tired of hearing all that cliche shit, too, you know. Like,
me too.
Always, you know, like, everything's going to be okay, everything's going to happen for a reason. I get tired of hearing that. You know how long I've been hearing that shit?
Straight up.
Tired of hearing that shit. I'm tired of people telling me shit.
And then you got, you know, the you know, taking the kindness for weakness, you know what I'm saying? That's just all it is, you know what I'm saying? You just trying to do the right thing, but it seems like when you're doing the right thing, shit, you don't get nowhere, you feel me? I know exactly what you're talking about.
And then it's like, I don't want to be the person, and it's crazy because never again, look, I'm not hating on nobody out there. Like I said, if you, whatever you're doing, whether you're hustling, regular gig, hoeing, whatever the fuck you're doing, if it's working for you and you happy, whatever that is, by all means, continue doing what you're doing. You know, I don't speak for nobody. I don't speak for nobody else's situations. I'm not trying to put nobody down. I'm just speaking on what I got going on, the things that I observe and the things that I see and the things that I think. And so I just want to make sure we got this clear. Because people keep twisting around my words, saying I said this or you really meant that. I mean, I can't be as straightforward with people. You know, this is as straightforward as it gets. So I just want to make sure motherfuckers is listening to what I'm saying and understand what I'm saying. Because you'll be surprised how many times I do a show, and then by the time the show over, my phone blowing up, like, why you talk about this? Why you say that? You know, motherfuckers, I guess, that either thought it was about them or things like that, or the few times I post it up on Facebook, and, I get upset. And that's another thing I don't like. If I'm upset, even on Facebook, if I put something on Facebook, even though I don't really... But if I post something on Facebook and you think it's about you, then that's a guilty conscience because I have no problems tagging your motherfucking name in my page or whatever and let me know and let people know that I'm talking about you. It's no issue for me. So let's get that understanding as well. But like I said, lucky I'm not even on Facebook like that because fuck Facebook. That's how I feel. I'm only on Facebook because I want to promote the show so y'all people can listen to it. That's all. That's the only reason I'm really on there. Besides that, I would care less about that shit. And to play Bejeweled Blitz. You get to high school every week on Bejeweled Blitz. Can't nobody see me. So let me say that as well. But like I said, y'all, I'm just tired. I'm tired of people thinking one thing about me, you know, and it's not that. I'm tired of people speaking on me and don't really know what the fuck I got going on. I'm tired of people telling me things are going to be all right when they don't know if it's going to be all right. I don't know the future. Hey, Fo, you a future teller? Can you see the future?
No.
No. Pills, you a fortune teller, man? Can you see the future?
No. I can see right. I know what's going to happen in the next 5 to 10 minutes. I'm going to get my ass up. They're going to give me a blunt. That's about it.
But yeah, man. But like I said, y'all, shout out. And even the music. Like I said, let's go back to these showcases. Okay, piss me off. Like I said, we the boys had to turn up on Friday. Me, Fresh, Wes, Witty. You know, we did our thing. But and shout out to the Witty gang because, like I said, these are the people I got the much respect for. Because when it's like the Witty boys got a show, we got to go out before it's $10, it's $20, or whatever. They be like, okay, the show, we in there, we got that, and is willing to drop to support us to come out and get turned up with us. You know how many times I have shows and we got shows and motherfuckers is always like, so I can't get in free? You ain't going to buy my ticket? Why the fuck am I paying you to support me? In one sense. And then also at the same time, you got to realize if I was on that type of baller status or if I was out there like that where we could do it like that, where I could just get out free tickets, I would, because I don't even like charging people to come out to see me. That's not my season. I would rather want everybody to be in there for free so they can buy drinks so we can do all that. But any real artist out here, anybody that's out here doing these shows or anything like that, knows how to get down there. So if you ain't willing to show away, what the fuck is really, like I said, at this point, if $10 is to make or break somebody, then don't come out, period. Then just don't come. But that's easier for me. I don't like being lied to. I don't want to be lied to. I don't want to be led to believe that things are going to happen and they're not going to happen. That's the fucking story of my life, and it's time for a different song. Like, and the coldest part about it is that you realize that when you take control of your own shit, this is what people got to do. You got to take control of your shit while you still got the chance. Because some people have lost control of their life and they're trying to put it back together any way that they can, you know, because it's already, you done hit a bump, you done went this way, then you should have went that way, and you trying to get back on track. You know, there's a lot of different scenarios, a lot of different people dealing with different things. But if you're in a situation where you still have control before you've done something really dumb or stupid to fuck your shit up, take control. And take it from somebody who's done some dumb shit. And like I said, it's been at 30 now. I'm like, okay, now I'm late than a motherfucker. But I really need to take control of my situation. Some of y'all need to listen to me now before y'all get to this place. Because, like I said, don't wait till now. Because I should have been on this shit when I was thinking about it years ago. But at the same time, I didn't give a fuck at that point. I don't really got any responsibility outside of myself. You know what I mean? And I'm going to be alive. I'm going to keep myself alive. I'm not in a quite dumb situation. But like I said, I don't got no kids. I'm a house hopper right now. I don't got no rent. You know what I mean? All I got to do is keep gas and get to work. That's all I really got to do. Yeah. And as long as I'm doing that, then I'm fine. And do this show Wednesday and Sunday. That's all I'm really focused on. Pay my bills. My bills are paid or whatever. Or I'm trying to get up on them or whatever. But, you know, I can't save money because every time I get some money, I get out and do what the fuck I want to do. And that's why we got turfed up this week because we had to set it off this week. Nigga, just got paid on Friday, and all my extra little monies is gone because fuck it, we got with it this weekend. That's how it goes.
Yeah.
I'm not complaining, but that's just what it is. But like, I don't know, y'all. Like I said, I keep going golf for days. Y'all got to excuse me. We're going to get back into some music. And this one ought to be interesting right here. My nigga Business, Hey Baby Daddy. We'll be right back.
Baby girl, I might be. She bailed around my waist, screaming, we so icy. Yeah, fish on my plate, you can call it Pisces. Yeah, bitch, I be the man. Swagging.
in on my enemies, yellow flag wrist. My chain look like a penalty. I'm about to take this rap shit and flip it to some realty so I can have all my bad bitches come and chill with me. Yeah. Look, I respect that you neglected. Got her in the trunk naked, titties honeycomb complected. Baby, call my phone when all I'm gonna do is reject it. Sickest nigga out, I'm the only one infected. Yeah, Blockstar gang, Rockstar frames. Got a bad bitch with me just to match the car paint. Heavy in the street, they should carve our name. It ain't just a little bit. Blockstar anything, Blockstar anything.
Right to the left, taxi, up and down. Now pick it up slow, let your body roll. Shake it, shorty, break it, baby girl, lose control. Big body, big bone, head, break it down. Right to the left, taxi, up and down. Now pick it up slow, let your body roll. Shake it, shorty, break it, baby girl, lose control.
Girl, Miss Tweety, and this is Slap Sundays with your host, The Dagger, on Bangor Radio, playing nothing but them slappers and slapping the stupidity out of you dumb motherfuckers. So tune in, listen up, LA West Coast all day, baby.
Yeah, we back, y'all. Slap Sundays, The Dagger, LA West Coast all day, Bangor Radio. Still got a little bit of time if you want to get in on the conversation, 661-621-7559. It's not really a conversation, just me kind of talking shit tonight, but not really talking shit, just getting some things off my chest. Nipo the Grizzly, first with you, still good?
Yo. What is it?
Sound like you got that blunt.
Not yet. I'm still waiting and shit.
I like But yeah, man, like, I don't know. Even on this show, man, you know, I feel like I'm all out of character right now, man. It's But, you know, everybody has that point where it's like, you know, you gotta let off that steam. You know, everybody has their breaking point. Everybody has that line in the sand that they got to draw at some point. Like, you know what, I just had enough. But but ain't no telling, you know, when, I don't know, man. So you, like I said, you know me, though. You know this ain't what I like to, I don't like being on this shit. But at the same time, I don't like lying about the fact that I'm not happy. You know, if I'm not happy, I'm going to be honest about that shit. I don't like putting on fake smiles. I don't like pretending like I'm something that I'm not. You know, I don't like doing that. Only time I got to do that is at work, you know, because I get paid for that shit. You know, I can act like I'm happy at work because they're paying me to do that shit. Anywhere else, then it's like, man, I don't know. And I don't know, fool.
Yeah, that's shit crazy, man. I came in late, man. Who tried to get on the show? Who was that?
No, the dude, yeah, his name is like some dude off of Facebook. I guess he's been following the show on Facebook or whatever, man. And he was just like, yo, I'm trying to, nigga, I'm your co-host. Like, nigga, I'm like, what?
Hold on, I would have been very offended if you got a co-host and it wasn't me.
Yeah, on Sunday, yeah, definitely. He already got one. Speaking of co-hosts, hold on real quick. Hold on. Wait for it.
Hello.
Wait. How you doing?
Seth.
How am I doing
or what am I doing?
Well, both. How are you doing and what are you doing?
I'm alive. And actually, I'm watching Rock the Bells live on my computer since I didn't want to be in that hot-ass sun and pay $200 for tickets.
Oh, damn. Rock the Bells.
Yeah. Yeah, Rock the Bells. You know, they out there in the boonies doing Rock the Bells. With Khalifa
right now. Did
Cube go on
yet? Did Ice Cube go on
no,
yet?
No, I think he did. He just came. I think he just went off.
What? Cube rocking already?
Yeah, so, touch my ass. I don't even know what that was. See, I'm going to touch my ass.
I just finished watching Bone Thugs and Harmony, too. They had their little reunion on Rock the Bells stage. Yeah. So
okay, did Flesh get out?
Quinn, how you feeling this Sunday? What's been going on with you? Everything all good or as good as it can be?
I mean, I'd rather not complain, but I mean, I'm alive. Life is going to keep pushing for me. I'm just trying to get my shit together so I can do all the things that I want to do in this crazy-ass world. But as of right now, I mean, I'm thank the Lord every day I'm still breathing, so can't take that part for granted.
We sound exactly the same on that. Now, but I mean, let me ask you quick. That's what one thing I don't want to sound like I'm ungrateful about things or whatever at the same time. Like I said, I am thankful for my family. I am thankful for the things that I do get, the things that I do have. I am thankful to be alive and breathing every day. I am thankful to have a job. I am thankful to have a car. I'm thankful to have these things. But at the same time, it's like I work to get these things, and, you know, I work to maintain the little things that I do have. So it's like, in a sense, I feel like I deserve these things. I don't deserve to breathe every day. You know,
right.
that's beyond my power. I'm not trying to say that. But, you know, everything else, you know, I worked hard to obtain these things. It's not like things were given to me, you know. So, isn't it, in a sense, don't you get tired of saying, like we were saying earlier, like the same cliche type stuff every day? I mean, don't you get tired of saying that every day? Like, well, at least I'm breathing.
I get tired of saying that stuff. But that's what motivates me to push a little bit harder. As long as I know that I'm still breathing, I know that I can change my situation. Like, you know, I'm not promised tomorrow. So as long as I'm breathing, I know that I can turn myself and my situation around. Like, I'm not going through the best of situations right now, but I know that as long as I'm breathing, as long as I can get up and take my bus to school, I'm going to start working again, finally. Thank God, because this has been the longest I've been out of work since I was 13. So I'm so excited to go back to work. Like, you know, things are starting to slowly but surely turn around. So, I mean, as long as I'm breathing, I can do something about this. I don't have to stay down forever. I can always keep going.
And I'm glad to hear that, Queen. Like I said, you young too. So like I said, yeah, stay, keep that. Don't let nothing alter that. Whatever path you are, don't let nothing alter that shit. Trust me, because if I had somebody that could tell me that probably when I was younger and everything, because I never really had anybody that could even tell me that too. Because all the things that I was told, at least let's say by my dad, right? Cause, you know, I have my dad. I love my dad. Like I said, I don't like him. I love my dad. We all know this, but I love him, but I don't like him. But his whole main thing is, you know, get a job. You know, don't get nobody pregnant, and go to work. You know, and that's what I do. So I'm like, okay, now what else? You know what I mean? It's like before it was, you know, before it was stay in school, go to school, you know what I mean? Graduate and everything, you know, okay, did that. What's next? Go to college. Went to college, did that. You know, like, what's next? Don't get nobody pregnant. Don't go to jail. Almost went to jail. Did that, but, you know, that panned out. Job, got that. You know what I mean? Pay your bills. Do that. It's like, so now what? You know what I mean? So as long as I'm doing that, it's like, you know, he ain't got nothing else to say to me, or he ain't had no shit to say to me. But it's like, you sit up here and tell me, you know, things, and then it's like, I do these things, and then you're still not, you know, my dad never really was ever that type of person. You know what, you're doing a good job. You know what, that's, you know, I'm proud of you. The only time he's proud of me is when, like, I'm around all his friends and everything like that. Now he's all of a sudden proud of me, wants to show me off, you know, shit like that. Like, yeah, that's my son right there. But besides that, you know, he can really care less. But it's just, like I said, don't mind me tonight, y'all. I've just been on one. I just had a lot on my mind. It's just a lot of things, a lot of questions that aren't going to get answered. And me personally, I know what I have to do. I know what I want to do. And I kind of just wish those things kind of went on the same page. You know, they went along with each other. And if you're in a situation where you're doing what you want to do, and, you know, at the same time, it's not what you have to do and what you want to do kind of roll together, then, like I said, be happy, enjoy what you're doing, and stay focused, because you can lose focus and mess up, and then trying to gain back focus and get back to where you were or where you could have been takes a lot of time. And then if you're on your own doing that, it takes even longer. So y'all out there got to be careful. Be really careful about the choices you make, the people you deal with, the people you got in your circles. Because like I said, I'm Xing people out, and I've been doing it for a while now. People are getting mad. And people are not even really me Xing people out. People are Xing themselves out. Like, I keep telling people all the time, I don't really stop fucking with people. People stop fucking with me. And I'm not forcing nobody, like I said, to stick around. Force nobody to be my friend. I'm not telling nobody no lies. I'm not doing nothing that I don't want to do anymore. And no, it can't be the nice guy. Like I said, the nice guy always loses. I can be nice to those that deserve it. But like I said, not everybody deserves it. So like I said, thanks for rolling with me. If y'all made it through tonight, like I said, it's been a rough one. I know I've been doing a lot, but I've been doing a lot of talking. There's a lot of things going on. But like I said, it's always real over here. And I just needed a night to talk, and I hope y'all was listening. If you roll with what I say, then fine. If you don't, then you're entitled to your opinion. I'm not speaking for nobody. Respect the show.
Don't speak for me, nigga.
Yeah, everybody out there, like I said, respect the show. If y'all don't want to respect each other, that's fine. Respect the show. Respect my peoples. When you come through here, if it's bang out, respect that. Like I said, shout out to everybody that came through tonight. Anybody out there listening, everybody doing that music thing, make sure y'all check out the email, make sure y'all send me all new music drops, all the things y'all say y'all going to do, at least do that. Dagger.banghoutradio@gmail.com, all right? Every Slap Sunday, 7 to 9. West Coast Wednesdays with my host, Queen V, 9 to 11 every Wednesday night. Go ahead, Fresh Twitter. Let them know where they can find you out real quick, man, before we get up out of here.
You know what I'm saying? You can find me on Facebook, fucking Folk of Great. know what I'm saying? We finna put up the new With It Boy site. You can, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna have everything, fucking Twitter, all the media sites. We're gonna have With It Boy sites. Next time you see us, when we performing, the 31st, we doing that one?
Are we? Nigga, that's what I'm saying. Hey, man,
Westwood had just called me like maybe an hour ago. He told me to call you.
Yeah,
he's like,
we did a Witty Boy Weedy, man. Yeah, he tipped me too. I got to call him, then I'm going to call you on the conference call. So we're going to do that after the show.
All right, for sure. So, you know, but other than that, you can find me with the dagger smoking a blunt. Holla.
Plus, man, you got an extra wrap over there, man?
Man, I'm finna go to the stove right now.
All right, for sure. Text me when you got it, man. I got to fly through there. I need to smoke. Man, shit, it's one of them nights. All right, friends, holla at me. And then, of course, Queen V, my little toss on Wednesday nights. Go ahead, let them know where they can find you. Ask some music to you as well. Shout out you want to give real quick.
Shout out to the Dagger and with the boys. I see y'all. Y'all out here working. You guys can find me, like Dagger said, on West Coast Wednesday Hump Nights from 9 to 11. Make sure y'all tune in and listen. We out here breaking records, and I greatly appreciate y'all for that. You guys can send me your music at queenv1991@gmail.com. That's queenv, QUEENVEE, 1991@gmail.com. You guys can find me on Twitter. You guys want to holler at me, talk about the show, talk about your music, whatever, on Twitter. QueenVicky21. Again, that's at QueenVicky21. Yeah, I think that's about it.
All right, Queen. Well, we will see you on Wednesday night from 9 to 11. Thanks for checking in with your boy. And yes, ma'am, we'll see you on Wednesday, all right?
All right.
All right. And then, yeah, y'all know who this is, y'all. The Dagger, LA, West Coast all day. Can't say that many times, aka PoDB with it. I'm just tired, y'all. Like I said, I'm sorry I brought the show down a little bit maybe today or whatever, but like I said, as I always am here with y'all, I'm always honest. I'm honest with y'all, and I'm honest. I'm being more honest with myself and just focusing on what I got to do, what I want to do, and like I said, just trying to make those things at least be on the same level. I'm tired of, like I said, can't allow people to feed me dreams, can't allow people to tell me things that aren't going to happen, can't allow putting myself out there for those that aren't worth me putting myself out there for. You know, and basically just not allow people to walk all over me, because that's what I've always felt like. I've been somewhat of a doormat. And I've allowed it because at the same time, people always tell you, well, if you look out for others now, then you'll get looked out for down the line and this, that. And, you know, I've heard a lot of things. And as much as I've said tonight, I mean, as much as I want to be that person, like I've always said, I'm an optimist, but I'm also a realist. I mean, it's always good to look out for yourself, do what you got to do for yourself, make sure you're straight, make sure you got to do what you got to do. But at the same time, if I got it and somebody else needs it and I'm able to do that, then I'm going to do it. I just know myself. So I hope some of those things I've heard, I hope some of the things that I've thought or some of the things that I've come up to believe actually do pan out. But like I said, none of us know the future, and we all on the same ride to figure that out, what's going to work for me, what's going to work for you, what's going to work for everybody. So whatever you're doing, if you're happy, hold on to the happiness, all right, because happiness comes and goes so fast. So I'm not going to tell you not to get involved in something because of the fear of it not working out or something like that. Because, like I said, if you feel you need to do something, if you feel you want to do something, if you feel that something is right for you, then you got to go for it, no matter what it is. But just know that when you do that, you leave yourself open to what may happen on the other side of things once you leave yourself that open. Because, like I said, once you open up, then you're wide open. Is it worth opening it up? Yes. But make sure you can handle what happens on the other end of it. If you can't handle on the other end, if you can't handle the other side of things, if you can't handle things when things get bad, when things are at their worst, then, like I said, don't even get into it. Don't even start it, because, like I said, as high as you get just as low. All right? So I got to find some bomb butts to smoke like my nigga Breeze right here. We'll see y'all next week. Slap Sundays, Bang Out Radio, 7 to 9, right here. Dagger.
Thank you.
that bomb, but I'm high all the time. That blue dreaming massacre, she got me blowed out my mind. I got that bomb, but I'm high all the time. That sour demon OG cushion got you blowed out your mind. I got that bomb, but I'm high all the time. That blue dreaming massacre, she got me blowed out my mind. I got that bomb, but I'm high all the time. That sour D's and OG cushion got you blowed out your mind. I got that bomb, but this is legal in California. You got your medical card, light up your marijuana, man, I'm gone. And I don't think I'm coming back. I smoke three blunts of the purple and stuff Jack and the Sheldon Black. I smoke the bomb. Shit, even my mama know it. Sorry, mom, I love the ganja. That's why I always blow it. I'm a fiend. Addicted to naturality. When the green is in my system, would you love me or be mad at me? Practically, the weed that you smoke, it's irrelevant, man. I blow it good enough to take out an elephant, man. The type of shit I bag and niggas buy if I'm selling it, man. Junior Reed, tell these niggas I'm the medicine, man. AKA Mr. One a Month. I spit the THC to make a nigga wanna roll a blunt. Or better yet, probably make you wanna pack a bone. If you high as me, then sing along to the smoking. I got that bomb, but I'm high all the time. That blue dreaming master cushion got me blowed out my mind. I got that bomb, but I'm high all the time. That sour D's and OG cushion got you blowed out your mind. I got that bomb, but I'm high all the time. That blue dreaming master cushion got me blowed out my mind. I got that bomb, but I'm high all the time. That sour D's and OG cushion got you blowed out your mind. I got that bomb, but what you want? Sativa, indica. One have you turned down, the other have you turned up. They both bomb, but that platinum, I had you stuck. I took one hit of the blunt and I start rapping like I was drunk. Close to 500 an ounce, that's what I'm talking about. I been had the keys to this game, probably lock you out. Blowing on that bubble kush hash, that'll knock you out. In the S5, windows up, hot boxing it out. I live my life like it's 420 every day. I blow a half an ounce a day, I hope I keep the doc away. Closer to my dreams, I'm getting higher than Guapole. Blowing on this train wreck, I hope it don't wreck my day. All this smoking and coughing, I can't feel my face. I swear the skywalker make me feel like I was out of space. Blowing on this fruit, lemon kush, pineapple grape. If you know me, then trust me when a nigga say, I got that bomb, but I'm high all the time. That blue dreaming master kush, it got me blowed out my mind. I got that bomb, but I'm high all the time. That sour D's and OG kush, it got you blowed out your mind. I got that bomb, but I'm high all the time. That blue dreaming master cushion got me blowed out my mind. I got that bomb, but I'm high all the time. That sour D's and OG cushion got you blowed out your mind. I got that bomb, but